This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is set to visit the border region in Texas today as a third week of the partial government shutdown winds down. The shutdown prompted by his demand for several billion dollars to help build a massive border wall. He discussed it at the White House with Democratic leaders yesterday again, but that meeting went nowhere, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said bye-bye, nothing else works, explanation point.
Police in North Carolina have arrested two suspects after a Raleigh police officer was shot yesterday. There's been no update on the officer's condition other than that he underwent surgery last night. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. Use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
With Homeland Security front and center for the administration, President Trump Thursday heads to the U.S. border with Mexico to tour what's been built of the border wall and what remains to get done. USA Radio's Tim Berg says Libertarian Ron Paul, like the Democrats, not into the wall. Here's his report.
As Democrats and Republicans still cannot come up with a deal to end the partial government shutdown on Thursday, President Trump will travel to McAllen, Texas to tour border facilities and also meet with border agents. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out, but I don't want free open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come, and they come because there's a welfare system here. Easy access to citizenship is politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes, but people should be able to come and visit and work.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 92 points. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The CDC says it does appear the outbreak of E. coli in romaine lettuce is over. 62 people in 16 states became ill because of the outbreak that was tied to the lettuce grown in northern and central California, illnesses which began in early October. Amazon's CEO announcing on Twitter that he and his wife of 25 years are getting a divorce. The reason, an affair that's been made public, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Daily Mail reporting Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who's 54, has been having an eight-month-long affair with a 49-year-old TV anchor. Her name, Lauren Sanchez. She's the former anchor of Fox 11's Good Day LA. She is also married. Photos of the couple being made public in the National Enquirer. The two reportedly sharing sexy selfies and exotic vacations together. It's going to be a costly divorce for Bezos, who's been married to his wife, Mackenzie, for 25 years. He's worth $140 billion. The couple has four children, three sons, and a daughter.
And McDonald's adding bacon to its menu as starting on January 30th, the fast food giant will start smothering its fries with cheese and bacon, the launch of cheesy bacon fries to encourage customers to order fries as a snack, not just as a side. And McDonald's will also add bacon to the Big Mac and to its quarter pounders. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. One day away from the longest government shutdown in our history, partial that it is. But the pain is increasing. This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Mark Meckler is going to be joining us, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and a grassroots leader. But before we get there, as you've been able to see and hear from the sound bites yourself, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer do not want to get to yes. That's the bottom line. In any kind of compromise and negotiation, you have to have the idea in order for there to be a win-win proposition. And win-win means win-win for the Republicans, for the Democrats, for we the people, even for the immigrants who want to come into this country. And we can get there, but you have to want to get there. But clearly what the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi et al., have demonstrated time and again is they're not interested in getting there. You know, it's all about no. Well, no is not, you know, that's not engagement. That is not an opportunity to negotiate. That stops everything. This is why yesterday when President Trump invited them in, it's told that he handed out candy to everybody, was upbeat about it and hopeful that maybe they could strike a deal. And, you know, right off the bat, Nancy Pelosi started saying, hey, here's all these problems and, you know, about the wall and, you know, and about, you know, border security and all this negative stuff. And, you know, President Trump said, well, look it, if I, you know, he called the question right there. I mean, there's no need to have a long harangue about this. I mean, he's heard time and again her position, Chuck Schumer's position, the position of Democrats, you know, what it is that they don't want. We hear little about what it is that they want, if anything at all. And so this seems to be missing from the conversation. So he calls the question and says, hey, look, let's just say I go ahead and I go along with you and I open up the government. Are you willing to have this discussion? Are you willing, you know, to open this up to where we can, you know, talk about border security 30 days, you know, from now? She says, no. Well, bye-bye, Felicia. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, there's no room to, you know, what are you negotiating at that point? I mean, this is one of those situations. Look at, you know, Barack Obama said, look at, you know, elections have consequences. And what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and progressives do not understand is as much as you'd want to disagree with Barack Obama on so many things, that's one thing you can agree with, is that there are consequences with elections. Let's remember 63 million plus people voted for this president. And one of the key championing causes that grabbed their attention was border security, was national security. Mark Beckler is on with us right now. I want to bring him on, Tea Party co-founder. Mark, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, we were just talking about what happened at in the Situation Room yesterday with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. The president, after hearing Leader Pelosi harangue once again with the same diatribe, decided to call the question. Said, "Look, if I go ahead and sign and approve and open up the government, can we revisit this in 30 days? What are the chances that we'll be able to talk about the wall? Zero." Well, end of story. Bye-bye, Felicia, right?
No, I think it's fantastic. It's actually inspiring to see a president who actually has the fortitude, who actually has the spine to stick to what he promised the American people. And this is actually a rarity in American politics,
right.
And I'm really proud of the president in this regard.
Well, and the Democrats are going to do everything they can to try to make this president into a liar. I mean, they say he's going to lie, so don't listen to him, what he's going to say on TV. And I think the big takeaway for President Trump is that, look, you can ease up on the tweeting a little bit and spend more time in front of the TV camera talking to your constituency, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I think we're seeing a turn in the American news media that's very scary to me, which is we all know that they're advocating for the Democrats. We all know that they're contrary to the president. They're always going to do that. What I saw in this cycle around the wall is that they're issuing propaganda in advance. Mm-hmm. In other words, before he spoke, they were actually saying, I saw this on CNN, under all the talking heads the morning before the speech, they were all saying he is going to lie. That by definition is not news.
Right.
Bill, news is when something happens and you report on it after the fact.
Exactly. Well, as you said, it's propaganda. They're carrying the water for progressives. They continue to do this, and the people are getting it because this is what this presidency has done. It has exposed the deep state and the shadow government and how disgusting the media has been. I mean, they've really abandoned we the people. We need them to do their job. They're not doing their job. I mean, look, if they want to be advocates for a party, go join a PAC, go join their club and do that. But you cannot be part of the media and claim all the freedoms thereof when you are not honoring, traditional journalistic, principles, Mark.
Yeah, again, I don't mind opinion media if it's expressed as such, but, for example, Anderson Cooper went on and did a pre-buttal to the president's speech. First of all, I don't even know what a pre-buttal is. What is that, right? You imagine going to your spouse, and you think your spouse is going to do something bad, so in advance you chastise them to rebut their position. It's crazy, and it is not journalism. Here's the good news, though, Bill. The American people are not buying it across the board. I'm not just talking about Republicans or conservatives. If you look at the polling on the border situation, the border crisis, as I think the president accurately called it, 42% of Americans, a significant plurality, say it's a crisis on the border.
Mm-hmm.
There are another 36% who say we have a problem on the border. In other words, 78% of Americans are not listening to the talking heads in the mainstream media who say that this is all ginned up.
Right. Well, how can you deny it when you have people in every state of the union, citizens, Mark, who have died at the hands of illegal immigrants? You have an opioid crisis. You have heroin coming into this country. What, 90, 95% of the heroin comes from south of the border. We have sex trafficking. You know, you have the Democratic Party that says they're for women and protecting human rights and all that. And look at all the incredible, inhuman activity that is taking place. I mean, to me, that's immoral. I assign that as being immoral, not a border wall.
You're completely right. And the only humane position being expressed in this situation is coming from the Republicans and coming from President Trump. I would say, I don't always agree with Republicans. I'm not a Republican. And so I'm certainly not a cheerleader for the Republican Party, but what I'm seeing here is the Republicans are offering real solutions, humane solutions to real problems. The Democrats are playing politics, and in the process, people are being assaulted, both sexually and physically otherwise. Children are being victimized. People are dying because of the games that Democrats are playing. It's revolting.
Oh, and guess what? We've got more heading to the border. The latest reports say that we've got another caravan heading. So now we're going to have a crisis on top of a crisis, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer insist on no.
Yeah, look, I think the most important thing, Bill, is your listeners should call their representatives, call their senators, tell them to stand strong with the president. We need to do more than listen. We need to be engaged.
Well, Mark, as a grassroots leader yourself, you know it's about activating the citizenry. You're exactly right. And I believe it's a call for the silent majority once again to stop being silent. They need to speak up and let their voices be heard. We've got more from Mark Meckler on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
I'm dying to.
We the people ought to get busy if you're going to do something about this government to get us back on track. It was the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who said on Inauguration Day that he was bringing the government and putting the government back into the hands of we the people. That's where it belongs. That's according to our Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Mark Meckler, this is why the academia, the academics and others would want us to forget and not be taught anything about the U.S. Constitution or Declaration of Independence, because you get that out of the way and they get to have their way with this country, don't they?
They do, and certainly that's been their long-term plan. Actually, that's been in place as far back as Woodrow Wilson. Wilson talked with disdain about the Constitution and how the Constitution prevented him and others in government from doing what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. The reality is that the reason this country is so unique governmentally is the structure of our government says that you and I are sovereign. We're mm-hmm. in charge of the government. It's not the other way around. In every other governing charter, the government is in charge and they, quote unquote, give the people rights. That's just not the way it was ever supposed to be here. Unfortunately, that's the direction we're going.
Well, because the people are not stepping up, and they're starting to, as you say, wake up and realize that, look at that that water that we've been sitting in that we thought was a hot tub is boiling water and is starting to cook the constituency alive. And we're realizing, whether you want to call it the deep state, the unelected shadow government, they have had their way, you know, for decades with this country. And this is why we're in the situation we're in and why they are just so abhorrent towards Donald Trump, because he is exposing them big time.
He's not only exposing them. One of the things that I'm most impressed by is he's willing to confront.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We haven't seen this previously. One of the biggest things that Donald Trump did that I think got him elected was he threw out the window the idea of political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And political correctness really means I'm not willing to say the things that are real. I'm not willing to talk about reality in a realistic way like most people talk about it. I think a great example of this recently is Mitt Romney's attack on President Trump. It was outrageous. It was offensive. And it used PC speak. And this is what all the other Republican candidates for president have done. This is what most of Republican presidents have done. They try to speak in leftist language and pretend that they're conservatives. This president is actually acting on what most American conservatives believe.
And people understand that instinctively, Mark, and they know that someone is not being genuine. This is why Mitt Romney fell short, is because he didn't believe in the things that he said. Donald Trump, by contrast, believes in what he says. And meanwhile, you know, you've got the other side saying, oh, you know, as we talked about in the first segment, oh, he's going to be lying. He's going to be lying. So, you know, the fact checkers who were right there every sentence fact checking. And I thought this was amusing. CBS ends up deleting its own fact check because it made Trump look too good.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the most outrageous things I've seen in the media. You think about that. Look, I don't mind them fact checking a president.
Mm-hmm.
I think all our politicians should be fact checked. And,
right.
And I'm going to be down the middle here and call balls and strikes.
Exactly.
I would say this president is sometimes very loose with the truth, and he says mm-hmm. things he shouldn't say. But the bottom line is, if you're going to fact check, then you put out the actual facts. And the part you're talking about was he talked about 30% of women are subjected to sexual assault mm-hmm. when they're making this trek across the border illegally. And the actual facts, as fact checked by CBS, say it's more like 60 or 70%.
Right.
And so the bottom line is, when they realize this, when they realize that the president was not only right, but more right than he was saying, they removed that from the fact checking. That's just outrageous.
Yeah. And, you know, and so, all right, look, I'm with you on this. I believe that all politicians should be held accountable. All politicians, you know, the rhetoric right now that's being out there, the reckless rhetoric, particularly from the left, nobody is fact-checking them. Nobody is holding them accountable. I mean, the things they've said about the president, that he is mentally unstable and, you know, on and on, attacking his character. I mean, this is all about one thing and one thing only, and that is to invalidate his presidency. And meanwhile, he continues to move forward, fulfilling his promises, and all that the Democrats can come up with is, oh, well, he has manufactured this crisis. And the talking points followed, even as you mentioned earlier, the media joined the chorus, and they're singing the same thing, that this is all manufactured. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Well, yeah, and it's gone to a new level where the media is not only following the course, they're leading the course, they're directing the course. When you see, and this is what really got me going in this particular instance, I was in the gym, I was on a treadmill, the big bank of TVs in front of me. I wasn't listening to any of them because it's early in the morning. I don't want to throw up that early in the morning. But I saw on the monitor that had CNN, the headline under the talking heads, the entire time I was on the treadmill, said that the president faces a credibility crisis in prime time. What they're talking about, the president is going to lie. So instead of reporting news, the definition of reporting news is something happens and you report it after the fact.
Right, exactly. You're documenting history.
Right. So instead of reporting the news, they were preparing the battlefield, the political battlefield, with propaganda. These are propagandists for the Democratic Party. They take their marching orders, or vice versa, from the Democrats. I actually think they're just one and the same. They're probably all consulting on this stuff. That's not news, but I think the American people get it well and good at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi called it, you know, the smear. And this is something, as you say, they've been running hand in hand. You know, they put out the smear out there. The media picks it up. And suddenly it brings credibility. And much the same way that this whole Mueller investigation is all about. It has been the left hand knowing what the right hand is doing. They've been serving each other, you know, all because of the insurance that they had. They thought they had the insurance against Donald Trump becoming president of the United States. And all this is yet to, you know, yet to be coming out. You know, this Mueller investigation, I believe we're in the waning months. I mean, I don't know how much longer you can continue to drag this out. And basically, you know, I say rip off the American people. I mean, they've already spent, what, $30 trillion in this investigation. And what do they have to show for it?
Yeah, they've got nothing to show for it, but this is all part of the media circus. The leaks, you see zero leaks that benefit the president or this administration or Republicans, literally zero leaks. What you see is every leak benefits the Democrats and their narrative. That's not a coincidence. This is all part of a machine intended to unseat Donald Trump. That's the entire purpose of this machine. The good news is we have a president that's very unusual. We all know and acknowledge that. But I look back in my lifetime to, you know, both Presidents Bush and how they dealt with the media, how Mitt Romney dealt with the media, and the way that they try to deal with the media and the American left is to gain their favor.
Right.
To pretend that they're moderate, to say things that are very moderate, because they believe that will win them accolades from the chattering classes. The reality is they get destroyed still. I mean, I got to say that when you look at a guy like George Bush, who is one of the most genteel, kind, nice men to sit in the Oval Office, and they roasted him viciously, and his actual tactic was not to respond to that. That didn't work. What Trump is doing is actually working. What Kellyanne Conway is doing with Acosta is working. They're beclowning the media. The media is beclowning themselves, and they're pointing it out. And I think that's the only appropriate method for dealing with people like this.
Well, Mark, I thought it was ironic that here it is, speaking of Russian collusion, that now it's being reported that it was the Democrats themselves that utilized Russian tactics in the Alabama race.
Yeah, look, they did. They used these bots, and they used the tactics they learned from the Russians to try and mess up the voting in this Alabama race. And it's also interesting when you look at the actual facts of the Mueller investigation, what actually happened, look at the dossier. The people who were actually colluding with the Russians were the Hillary Clinton campaign. They actually paid foreign operatives to gather information, which turns out to be completely falsified, never fact-checked, on an opposing political candidate. They were working with the Russians in collusion to try and win an election. The only thing they're mad about is not collusion. They're mad it didn't work for them.
That's right. I mean, because logic would tell you that if the Russians would have wanted anybody, if it was going to be their pick, they would have wanted Hillary Clinton, because they pretty much had their way with her during the Obama administration, did they not?
They did. She's the one with the reset button. Obama is the one that was saying that he would give them what they wanted after the election. They're the soft ones. Trump has clearly proven in action he's been the most difficult for the rest of the field.
Yeah, without a doubt. Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and grassroots leader, the one, the only, Mark Meckler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Have a great day. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Great to be with you, as always.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. You got it.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is set to visit the border region in Texas today as a third week of the partial government shutdown winds down. The shutdown prompted by his demand for several billion dollars to help build a massive border wall. He discussed it at the White House with Democratic leaders yesterday again, but that meeting went nowhere, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye, nothing else works." Explanation point.
Police in North Carolina have arrested two suspects after a Raleigh police officer was shot yesterday. There's been no update on the officer's condition other than that he underwent surgery last night. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I got to be frank with you. You know, one of the benefits of doing this radio show is that we are independent and, as we say, fresh, and we're given the opportunity to talk with some very intelligent people, knowledgeable people, who come here on the show, and we're able to drill down a little bit deeper. We're beyond the 8-second soundbite, and we can get into, you know, events that are happening around the world that you should be aware of, especially for those of you who pray, you know, God's will, and you are concerned about God's kingdom coming. We need to be aware, as theologian Karl Barth would say, when he went to the pulpit, he would bring with him the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. What we're going to talk about is something that's been very little reported, and that has to do with China hiding evidence of Muslim internment camps ahead of inspections. Now, you just heard that headline and you go, "Bill, I have not heard anything about this." Well, you know, the world is big and there's lots of darkness around here, and this is something that you need to be aware of. And we're grateful that Saleh Hudiyar is joining us now. He's an international and political affairs officer for the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. Saleh, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, explain to our audience the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. What is this about?
So we are an organization, a human rights and political organization that is advocating for restoring East Pakistan's independence in order to safeguard the human rights and freedoms of our people and to ensure their long-term survival. We came out because we came out recently in 2017, right after a year after China started rounding up millions of our people into so-called political and cultural re-education camps, which are concentration camps. China, for the past 69 years, has been occupying and colonizing the region. At first, they tried to assimilate the population, and then they settled in millions of ethnic Han Chinese settlers. Every year, like thousands of our people, especially our religious scholars, be they Muslim, be they Christian, were executed. And now China seems like the final solution is to just wipe out the entire population in these so-called re-education camps by, quote, re-educating them. But the what's going on in these camps is not just re-educating them. I mean, people are subject to torture, food and sleep deprivation, crowded conditions, diseases, rape in the case of women, organ harvesting, forced medication. I mean, China is inflicting conditions upon our people to gradually, not even gradually, but to pretty much kill them off, but not like in mass, just let them die in these camps. And every day, there's over 1,200 camps. And every day, if one person dies in one camp because of disease or the things that I mentioned earlier, that's 1,200 people that are dying per day. And then you multiply that, that's in like a year, that's over 400,000 people that are dying. And the worst part is the fact that the Chinese government has banned funerals and is not even letting is not even burying those that have died in these camps. Instead, it's disposing them or taking care of the bodies in so-called burial management facilities, which are crematory facilities. They're cremating the bodies.
Well, irrespective of anybody's religious belief or traditions, help people understand, you know, for some, hearing about East Turkestan, as I said in the opening, would be new to them. East Turkestan, though it says east, it's up in the upper west portion of China, is it not?
Yes. So so Central Asia prior to the 1860s used to be known as Turkestan. The Russian Empire took over West Turkestan, which later became part of the Soviet Union. It's present day like Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan. However, East Turkestan has maintained its independence up until December 1949, when the Chinese communists invaded East Turkestan and absorbed it into the new Chinese Communist People's Republic of China. And then several months later, they also invaded Tibet and occupied Tibet as well.
Exactly. Why would the Chinese be so interested in East Turkestan?
So East Turkestan is number one. It's strategically located. It borders nine different countries. It's about one-fifth of China's present-day territory. It's part of a strategic hub for China to connect to the West. In East Turkestan, you also have natural mineral resources. 60% of China's oil reserves are in East Turkestan. 90% of the cotton production comes out of East Turkestan. 90% of the coal reserves are in East Turkestan. There's also uranium, natural gas, gold, iron, tungsten, and jade. So it's rich in resources. It's strategically located, and it's a significant, sizable piece of territory, roughly about two times the size of Texas.
And I guess this is why East Turkestan has been a target almost from its inception. I mean, you talk about a cultural history. It is quite amazing. And here it is. I mean, this is what has survived
out of all the different empires coming in, taking over the area, and at one time being dominated spiritually by Buddhists, and now mostly Muslims now, right?
Yes, before it was like after they were Buddhist, then we were Christians, Nestorian Christians for a long time before the population converted converted to Islam in the starting in the 10th century, and then it wasn't until really the 15th century that majority of the population actually became Muslim.
Well, Sully, you are a voice for these people that are in these internment camps, and of course, explain to our audience in terms of these upcoming inspections, who's conducting these inspections, and of course, China doing everything they can to make sure that they only see what it is that the Chinese want them to see.
So this past week, the Chinese invited diplomats from 12 countries and also Western journalists. The countries that they invited diplomats were from like Kazakhstan, Malaysia, I think, Pakistan, and other countries, non-Western countries. So they took him to 3 of the 1,200 concentration camps, and they had already refitted it in the concentration camps that they took them. They had removed all the barbed wire, the metal fences, to make it look like that it's just a normal re-education camp in which people, the internees, they dressed them up in nice colorful clothing and had them sing and clap. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands literally to kind of hide the evidence. And this is something that, even the Nazis and the Soviets did ahead of inspection, like by the International Red Cross, to kind of like put up a theatrical performance by just taking it to like one or two sites and then be like, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, millions of people are being tortured and awaiting their death in these concentration camps.
Well, Sully Hudayar continues with us after the break, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to pull back the curtain on what is going on there in China, as they're doing everything they can to hide evidence of Muslim internment camps ahead of these inspections. So more from Sully after this. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. We always love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLive.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Who you found, welcome. Thank you for being with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because we know that you can handle the truth. And again, we call out the silent majority to speak up. It is time if we're going to get this country back on track. I don't know of another president, I mean, outside of Donald Trump, when and who else can be in the White House to truly allow us to do what it is that we're mandated to do, and that is to be self-governing according to our U.S. Constitution. But of course, the ruling elites, the shadow government, unelected shadow government, the deep state, doesn't want it that way. They've enjoyed running amok at our expense for decades now, and now that they're being exposed, my prayer is that the silent majority does not continue to stay silent and just continue to take it on the chin, because what kind of America will we be passing on to our grandkids and our great-grandkids? I mean, we know of the world's greatest generation, our parents who have gone before us. They gave us an example. Their courage and bravery gave us a perfect example of what needs to be done. And for a time such as this, this needs to be contemplated and acted upon seriously. Our guest, Sali Hunayar, continues with us. A little bit about Sali, international and political affairs officer for the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. As we were talking with Sali, we're talking about these internment camps, what China is saying are re-education camps. Nothing to worry about, you know, nothing to see here. Not only Muslims, but people of all faith, including Christians, because as we know in China, you know, when it comes to religion, it is the government, like other governments before, other communist governments that say they are the focus. They are the religion, the theology. That's what you believe in, is in their government. You don't believe in a God Who is benevolent, a God who has a purpose and plan for your life. That is verboten. And so all this is part and parcel of this reorientation, this re-indoctrination of this people group there in East Turkestan. I want you to expand on that, Sully, a little bit more so our audience understands, you know, what exactly is going on, because for the first time, as we said before, people are hearing about East Turkestan and about these internment camps that have been taking place, and this is all news to them.
Yes, so, I mean, China, like I said, they occupied this region in December of 1949. Chinese communists invaded, they occupied this region, and they renamed it to Xinjiang, which in the Chinese language means the new territory. Since then, they've been colonizing the region and trying to assimilate the population, the Turkic population, into Chinese culture. But they've been a bit more resistant and unwilling to assimilate. So right now, starting like 2016, the Chinese government started rounding up people in the hundreds of thousands, and by 2017, it was millions of people in these so-called political and cultural re-education camps.
Mm.
According to the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, as of August 10th, 1 million people are in so-called counter-extremism centers, with a further 2 million and more in so-called re-education centers for political and cultural indoctrination. That's 3 million people. There's over 1,200 camps, and these camps are being expanded day by day. There are crematory facilities or burial management facilities in these camps to deal with disposing and hiding evidence of the people that are dying in these camps. Nobody, aside foreign citizens, like citizens of Kazakhstan that were in the region and that got rounded up just because they looked like the ethnic Turkic people, because they are a Turkic people. Well, and they rounded up in these camps, and nobody besides them have come out, and they've been crucial in telling us about what's really going on in these camps. People are being subject to torture. They're being forcibly medicated. Women are being raped. Men are being sterilized. Food and sleep deprivation. They're forced to denounce their religious, cultural identity. Even speaking in their own tongue is enough reason for them to get tortured. In fact, the Chinese government outside what they're doing outside the camps is equally disturbing. They collected the DNA samples, voice prints, and retina scans of over 18.8 million people in East Turkestan.
Wow.
Furthermore, they put in 1.12 million government officials, and this is according to the Chinese government Global Times state media, in which they said that they sent 1.12 million Chinese officials and paired them up with families in East Turkestan to live with them and to help them, to help guide them towards loyalty to the state. Even speaking your own language, and majority of our people don't know Chinese, in your own home is enough reason for you to be sent to a camp. Over 500,000 of our children have been forcibly separated from their families and sent to government boarding schools or state-run orphanages or given to Chinese families. Furthermore, we have women that are being forced to marry Chinese men, Chinese settlers. And if they don't, then their family gets sent to a concentration camp.
Wow.
So it's a real physical genocide that is going on as we speak.
Well, this is a full court press in terms of converting these people to a way of life that heretofore they have rejected, and even more so now that they're being forced. Now, in addition to these reports that have been perpetrated on the Uyghurs there, I understand there's organ harvesting that has been taking place as well?
Yes, yes. I mean, the bodies, the organs of those in these camps, I mean, they're being transferred. There's even lines, like there's special signs in airports in East Turkestan that says for organs only.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah, like there's, like, a lot of people have to wait in line, but there's special lines that's just for transporting the organ. The special line is just for transporting the organs only. I mean, annually, prior to this, thousands of people in East Turkestan would be executed and their organs would be harvested prior to that.
So when you have signs like that in the airport, I think it makes it pretty obvious. So now with these inspections coming, those signs are taken down, right, Beth?
Yes, yes. China is hiding those signs temporarily. I mean, it's only until they get the inspection over with. I mean, like the Nazis did the same thing. The Soviets did the same thing by just putting on a theatrical show and taking the International Red Cross at that time to like a few, I think it was like two or three concentration camps and saying, oh, this is how life is. People are learning how to do things. They're learning how to learning trade skills, stuff like that. And doing the same thing, saying, oh, you know, this is how it is. And everybody's happy here, and like having people say, oh no, like I was a criminal and I recognized my crime. So I talked with my family and I volunteered to come to these re-education camps and to make myself a better citizen and loyal to the
right.
state.
I did. Yeah. Well, of course, the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, has, you know, they've made the people sign a confidentiality agreement, which Bitter Winter, the online magazine, was able to get a hold of. And it demanded that residents not spread rumors, give media interviews, or disclose information through social media or SMS messaging, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they pre-planned everything and just had a few people, you know, in these locations, you know, just specific locations, and have made it look like that everything is not as bad as it seems. Whereas you're looking at just three little concentration camps, whereas there's over 1,200 other concentration camps in the region. And what I would like the UN to do is actually go in and investigate all of those concentration camps, not just the three. Because China can't hide them all. China's not going to change them all.
Right, exactly.
For the UN.
Well, does the UN have the courage to do that?
Well, I don't think the UN has the courage to do that, but the first step is to get the United States to take action. The first thing that the United States can do is President Trump can sign the Elie Wiesel Genocide and Atrocities Prevention Act of 2018. It's on his desk. And recognize what's going on in East Turkestan as a genocide as well. And then the second thing is to have the U.S. Congress pass the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act and the Uyghur Global Humanitarian Response Act and pressure Chinese government to pretty much shut down these concentration camps. And then at the same time, recognize East Turkestan as an occupied territory like they recognize Tibet, and then pressure the United Nations to uphold the UN Genocide Convention, to pressure China to stop the genocide, if not, if necessary, to enact sanctions, get a unified global response.
Well, this has to be something that the global community has to come together on, you know, to point out. Of course, we understand right now what's happening between the United States and China by way of trade and other issues. Some very aggressive activity happening in the China Seas, you know, militarization. And, of course, the latest report that President Xi has told the Chinese army to get ready for war. So all this is very tenuous, and we've got a lot of moving parts. And, you know, we pray that wisdom would reign and that we'd be able to do something about, you know, the people there, the Uyghurs and others that are being so persecuted. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Salih.
Drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?